The Torah tells us, Zachar es yom ha-Shabbos l'kodesho. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. We read it many weeks ago in the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro. And from there, the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim learns out the mitzvah of Kiddush. So the mitzvah of Kiddush, of sanctifying Shabbos, is a biblical mitzvah learned out from this pasuk. And the Gemara tells us, the Gemara makes a drasha, Zachrei l'alayayin. When you recite the Kiddush, you should remember it over a cup of wine. So that's a discussion whether remembering it over a cup of wine, is that also biblical, or that's only rabbinical? And then furthermore, how much of remembering it over wine is required? Is it enough just to make it over a cup of wine? Or does one have to actually drink the cup of wine? So there are three opinions in the Rishonim how much of Kiddush is biblical. Everyone agrees Kiddush is a biblical mitzvah. The question is, how much of Kiddush is biblical? Is it merely with words alone? When we recite the Kiddush, is that enough? That's the opinion of the Rambam. The opinion of the Bali Tosis is, and according to Rashi and Nazir, the actual drinking of the wine, the actual drinking of the wine as well is considered biblical. Because the discussion is, because someone who's a Nazir, what do they do for Kiddush? So it's how you interpret the Gemara in Nazir. But according to, it's not really Rashi, but according to Rashi on the Mefarish, that it's Mushbeva Omei Mehar Sinai. He already took an oath on Har Sinai to make Kiddush, and therefore he could drink wine. But we assume, like the Rambam, that the mitzvah in our Torah of Kiddush is with words alone, and therefore the Magen Avraham writes, based on the Rambam, that when one davens Friday night service, specifically the Shmon Esrei, and makes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, we sanctify the Shabbos, they fulfill the biblical mitzvah of Kiddush. Obviously, according to the other opinions that say you need a cup of wine or you have to drink the wine, it's clearly you don't get the biblical mitzvah. But according to what we pass, like the Rambam, that it's with words alone, the Magen Avraham says, the Shmon Esrei takes the place of it. Which leads to a major question, because the potential problem, because the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Daf Chaf Amid Beis 20b, also in Shavuos 20b, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Dvar Torah. Women are biblically obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Not only are men obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush, but women as well are biblically obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush. And the question is, why? Isn't it a classical mitzvah asay shehazman grama? It's a typical time-oriented mitzvah. We know the rule, the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin, women are exempt from time-oriented mitzvahs. So why a woman, how could the Gemara say women are biblically obligated in Kiddush, when perhaps one should argue they should be exempt because it seems to be a time-oriented mitzvah? So the Gemara tells us a special drasha. Because it says one in Parshas Yisro, it's a Zachar Shom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. In Parshas Ve'eschanan, it says Shomer Shom HaShabbos. So the Gemara has a drasha called Sheyeshnu B'Shmira Yeshnu b'zechira. Whoever is included in the commandment of keeping Shabbos is also commanded in the mitzvah of Kiddush. And therefore, since women are obligated in keeping Shabbos, the same as men, then the 39 malachas that a woman cannot do, the same as a man cannot do. Therefore, based on the Gemara's drasha, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush, even though it's a time-oriented mitzvah, but since it's connected to Shamar, and women are included in Shama, they're also included in the positive mitzvahs of the day. We have, since we're Shloshim Yom Kodem Pesach, so the Gemara has a similar drasha regarding a woman's obligation in eating matzah. We know there's a biblical mitzvah, Be'erev Tochu Matzos. There's a biblical mitzvah for a woman to partake in the mitzvah of matzah, the night of Pesach at the Seder. You know, there's a whole discussion, the difference between the night of Seder for men as well versus the rest of Pesach. In one place it says, Be'erev Tochu Matzos, another time it says, you'll eat matzah the whole Pesach. So there are differences between the first night and the rest of Pesach. That's a separate class, what the differences are, but there are differences. So a woman obligated in the mitzvah of eating matzah leil Pesach. So the lach is, yes, women are biblically same as men. Women have an obligation to eat a kezias of matzah even on leil Pesach. And the question is, why? Last I checked, eating matzah on the night of Pesach is a mitzvah saseh shazwan gram. It's a time-oriented mitzvah. So if it's a time-oriented mitzvah, women should be exempt from the mitzvah of matzah. So the Gemara makes a different drasha, but somewhat similar. The Gemara says, from the juxtaposition of the psukim, that the pasuk of eating matzah is put next to the pasuk of the prohibition of eating chametz. And the Gemara makes a drasha called Sheyeshno Babal Tochel Chametz. Whoever is included in the prohibition of eating chametz is included in the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. So a similar drasha, even though it should be a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women are exempt, women are chayiv here because since they're obligated in keeping in the prohibition of not partaking in chametz. And we find other exceptions to the rule as well, as we just celebrated Purim, and we're going to be celebrating Pesach within the next 30 days. And the Gemara has, Gemara as well, because the Gemara tells us, Nashim Chayavas B'mikra Megillah. The Gemara tells us in Megillah that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah. That's a big, why a woman obligated in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? So the Gemara says, because Afhein Hayu Ba'oso Aneis, because they were included in the miracle. Whoever's included in the miracle of Purim was also Chayiv in hearing the Megillah, because the Megillah is for Persumei Nisa, to remember the story and publicizing the miracle. So, whereas we have three places where the Gemara says women are obligated because they were involved in the miracle. One place was, we just said, was Kriyas HaMegillah. What are two other places? The Gemara tells us women are obligated in the mitzvah because Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. Mikra Megillah is one. Chanukah is two. And it has something to do with Pesach. Which mitzvah on Pesach a woman obligated in because of Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes? It's not matzah, because matzah is biblical, we just finished saying. In fact, that's the Gemara's Kasha. What do I need? The Drasha, because Sheyeshtim V'atocha Chametz, so says, yes, they're obligated anyway, because Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. And the answer is, that only tells me Midrabanan are obligated. The third one is drinking the four cups of wine. Dalit Kosos, that's also Persumei Nisa. And the Gemara says, Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, they're obligated in four cups of wine, just like the men are. In fact, we said from the Drasha that a woman's chayev in Kiddush, min HaTorah, kol sheyeshnu b'shmir. What about the other mitzvahs hayom? Shalosh Shudis, Lecha Mishnah, the other positive mitzvahs of the day on Shabbos. A woman obligated in those? Is it limited to Kiddush? Or does it apply to all the mitzvahs hayom? So, that's the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Naran in Kol Kisve in one of the chapters in Masechet Shabbos. How do we know? Everyone agrees a woman's chayiv in shalosh shudis. The question is why. So the Ran says the drasha kol sheyeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'sechira, not only includes kiddush, it includes all the mitzvahs hayom. Therefore, it includes shalosh shudis, lecha mishnah, etc. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the kol sheyeshnu b'shmira. Yeshu Mizkir is limited to the mitzvah of Kiddush. So how do I know women are obligated in Shalosh Shudis, Lecha Mishnah, all the other mitzvahs Hayom? That's based on Af Hein Hoyu Ba'osaneh. Since the women were also included in the mitzvah of the man, the Jews ate for 40 years in the Midbar, and the women ate also, they got food as well. So Rabbeinu Tam writes, they're obligated based on Af Hein Hoyu Ba'osaneh. The difference is, according to the Ran, maybe they're biblically obligated in those other mitzvot, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the same. The Gemara only has the drasha by Megillah, by Chanukah, and by Dalet Kosas. Rabbeinu Tam extends it to the other mitzvot Hayom on Shabbos, not just Kiddush.